18 to 1, the word spread wide. The Cambridge folks came side by side. Not for show, not dressed to shine, but hungry hearts who sought the divine. With shaking hands and tear-washed eyes, they met their God beneath the skies. He met us in the dirt, where pride had died, where preachers' words cut deep and wide. No pulpit high, just saints and dust. The spirit pressed, repent and trust. From sawdust trails to courthouse squares, he taught the church to act through prayer. As cities rose and factories turned, another flame of passion burned. Finney cried, you must decide, don't wait for grace to override. He pled like every soul was near to heaven's edge or hell's frontier. He met us in the mills on factory floors, where workers knelt on hardwood boards. The altar call was loud and clear, live out the faith you claim to hear. With every cry and lifted hand, the church was shaped to take a stand. In burned over lands, the fire stayed lit with prayers that rose from barns with grit. And nods just moved when called by a living God. The call was bold, be set apart and carry truth with burning heart. On. The word declared all flesh the same, one blood, one cross, one holy name. From pulpits bold to midnight tracks, the church rose up and pushed hell back. He met us in the roar, where truth was cried, where justice rang and fear had died. No longer still, no longer tame, the church stood up in Jesus' name. Before the war, fire had grown a holy blaze that burned alone. And what we learned in fire and storm, that faith must move, not just conform. He calls again in every land, not just to kneel, but take a stand.